Diyor. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Girl, She Did That.
What? Welcome back to Girl, She Did That podcast. We are in season three, episode number one. So what's up? What's up, Brianka?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's
Ladies.
up? Okay, ladies. Okay. So what you been doing, girl? We ain't been on the podcast in a minute.
You know, traveling half of the time with you.
Wow.
You know,
Wow. That means you're great
working,
then.
you know, all that good stuff.
Okay.
What about you? You had a lot going on.
Yeah, same. Working, traveling, moving, you know, all the things, all the life things, but we back. We are back.
We are back.
So what you drinking today?
So today I'm drinking, what's this again?
Something guava, passion fruit guava, something.
Bellini. Ooh.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
The Bellini is the passion fruit guava orange
Okay, you showing your age. That's
from
fine.
Trader Joe's.
Okay. All right, Trader. Oh, I love Trader Joe's. We ain't got one, but I like it. I like
What you sipping
it.
on?
Well, I have my fancy glass here.
Okay, fancy glass.
It's called Taking the Long Way Home. I created this. I created this cocktail with anything and everything that was in the refrigerator.
Okay, now you're not showing your age.
But my base is Hennessy. So whatever was in the refrigerator, with that, cheers to ya.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a little concerning
Why?
because you're too old to be drinking any and everything.
It's juice in the refrigerator. It's all different type of juice, lemonade, you know.
Oh, okay. In my mind, I was
Oh yeah.
thinking alcohol.
Oh no. I'm stick with the dark alcohol. I can't do nothing. No light. Dark is my base.
Right, but in my mind, when you were like, "Oh yeah, any and everything that's in
Oh yeah, no,
the refrigerator," I'm like,
I'm too old. I can't be mixing drinks.
"Exactly,
That's too much. I'm sticking with one.
exactly."
So, okay. Yeah. But I felt the judgment in your throat. But
It
it's
wasn't judgment; it was more so of a concern.
It was definitely judgment. That was not concern.
That's a projection. But let's move on,
Oh, wait a minute.
y'all. Cassandra got her. Y'all probably didn't know we have a whole situation down here that you can't see it. But like, I obviously don't have it together, but Cassandra does, and so we finally figured it out. So we're about to go in overload. Just an FYI.
We are. Okay. I won't do it. I won't do it too much, I promise.
Okay, I can only because I don't have my stuff together. I can only hear it in my ear. It won't play in the pod. Anywho, so oh, and before we get started, we have merch. We actually had an event. We had our first vendor event. Loving Me on Purpose.
Not this. I love me on purpose. Get it
I
right.
love me on purpose.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, you go ahead because it was actually you were a part of it, you know.
I
So
mean, no, you got it. I just let
no,
you
no,
know
go ahead.
because Mama Hardy gonna be like, is I
For
love
sure.
me on purpose.
For sure. Even though you call me
So
Brittany on purpose, but it's okay.
yes, bring your purpose. Okay, so we
Who's
had an
Brittany?
event. I spoke at a conference just a few weeks ago called I Love Me on Purpose. We're trying to get the podcast out there. We're trying to monetize our podcast. So we do have merchandise. We were able to sell several different items during our little vendor gig, and it was great. And so we potentially have another one coming up here in a few
In
months.
August, I mean, no, in October.
October. Yeah, in October. So we will be in a city near you wherever we get invited.
Correct. But
Yes.
we will be in Tinley Park, October, the end of October.
Yes.
I can't remember what date. I think it was the 25th. It
I
doesn't
think
matter.
so. I think you're right. 24th, 25th. One of those days.
What else is? So, yes, we were at the event and we were invited to go to another event to vend. So we're super excited about it. We're doing our part to get ourselves out there. And yeah, so if y'all have any events that you want us to vend at, you know, let us know. All that good stuff. But yeah, we have merch. We sold some journals, tumblers, t-shirts, fanny packs, some mugs, some pens, some stickers, just all types of cute little knickknacks. But yeah. Just wanted to let y'all know that we do have merch. Go to the link, Instagram, Facebook,
All of it.
wherever. Yes, they're on there. So we're going to move on to the episode of Girl, Not Everyone Gets a Seat at Your Table. You know, everybody just don't get a seat. But we have to do our honorary mention. And with having a seat, let's talk about a window seat. Don't want nobody next to me. And I want to take the tent, but bad, do bit the
Hey.
We're honoring Erykah Badu, a pioneer, a woman mm-hmm. who definitely marches at the beat of her own drum.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very big on, you know, being unapologetic and selective about who she allows, not only at her table, but in her space, in her energy.
That's right.
And, you know, I just really admire her for just being a person who is very in tune with her, with the spirit, and not really moved by people. So I do. Like, regardless of what people may say or what people think she is, she still is a woman who is 10 toes and, like, solid in who she is. And I
absolutely
respect that. So, you know, regardless of what the world is doing, I feel like Erykah's still going to, like, do her. Like, she still is rooted in the spirit and she knows where she's going. And even if she doesn't, she knows that, she's eventually going to get back on track. So, shout out to Erykah.
Shout out to Miss Badu. Evolving involves eliminating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that quote.
That's perfect for this segment right here.
For sure.
All right, so let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to start?
Okay. Yeah. So the first question is, what does it really mean to have a seat at your table?
Mm. At my table, or
just in general, both?
Mm. Well, I feel like the people that do currently have a seat at my table are people that have been with me for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, time and investment of that time is important. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, I'm not inviting any and everybody to my table. You can't have that much access to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as like doing a podcast, I feel like we share what we want to share, obviously. Mm-hmm. But as far as like my inner circle, yeah, I only share those things, major life things, with those people.
Yeah.
You know, not because one, you don't want everybody in your business. Two, you can't have everybody praying for you
mm-hmm.
because we don't know. I don't know who you're praying for, with, or who, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I'm selective about asking people to, pray for me. You know, mm-hmm. you know how some people get on social media and be like, on their social media page, oh, y'all pray for me. What? I'm serious.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I just, yeah.
So charming, but it's a lot of people that do that, right? Which you be my guest, you can do it. But as for me in this seat and in a circle, no, I'm not asking everybody to pray for me because one, it's not my place to judge what your personal relationship is with the God that you choose to serve, right? But also, I don't know. You could be praying for my downfall as far as I'm concerned. So,
yeah.
I don't do that. I only ask the people that I know that's actually praying to pray.
Yeah. I think that having a seat at the table, I think for me, obviously there's people who's been at the table for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's about capacity. Like, where are you in your season? And I think that I went through a season of, like, I'm not accepting new people. Like, it's not mm-hmm. really my thing. But I think that I've opened up to a different season where I am open. But I'm also okay with people getting up from the table. So I think that oftentimes we talk about people who are coming to the table. But sometimes there's people who need to get up to make space for more people to come to the table. And at times you may think that you have a relationship with somebody, and it may not necessarily fit where you are. So yeah. where do you do? Are they now move? You kind of like, it's kind of like a long table. Like, you used to be right by me at the table, but now I'm going to scoot you down a little bit because in this season, I don't really need you that close to me with what you have going on
mm-hmm.
or what I may have going on. You know, so sometimes mm-hmm. rearranging people at the table, I don't think that we talk about that enough either. You know, sometimes rearranging people at the table is necessary too. And I think that people oftentimes need to, just like this is your life and you have autonomy on doing what you want with it, it's your table too.
Yeah.
So you put and you arrange people where you, it's assigned seats. You put people where you want them to be at the table. You don't have people come to the table telling you where they're going to sit. This ain't a open floor where you just come and sit where you, no, that your name right here.
I wish I would have did that for my wedding though, because that seating chart situation was a mess. I didn't like that.
I didn't like doing that.
I can't even remember.
I don't like the seating charts. But you know, when you think about, as you was talking, I was thinking about, you know, a seat and a table. I was looking at, you know, almost every black person, if you believe in Jesus, you got Jesus with the 12 disciples at the table.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's a long table.
And when you look at where the different disciples are seated, mm-hmm. where Jesus is in the middle, right?
Yep.
But he got his trusted people,
mm-hmm.
even one that wasn't so trusted.
And he knew that.
He knew mm-hmm. that Judas was going to betray. He knew it, but he loved him anyway.
He did.
That's a word right there. that's a word right there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. How many times have we known
mm-hmm.
that this person was going to betray me, but you still kept them close?
Yeah, or you knew that they shouldn't have been at the table.
Hold on, what hand clapping at? Yes.
No, mm-hmm. So that's how I think about the table, is that it's not giving red table talk. It's a table, and you're in the middle, and you decide where people are. And 9 out of 10, you know the people who you probably need to let go, and you probably know some people who you've known for a long time that you now have grown closer to. So, there's different seasons for different things, and I think that, you know, it's just really important to communicate where you are in life
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
how, and really expressing gratitude to people and letting them know like how much they mean to you and what they mean to you.
Yeah.
I think that is a lost art when it comes to friendships. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like that's really reserved for more romantic.
That's good. Lost art.
I feel like people have lost that. And I think that sometimes people can probably improve that in their personal, in their romantic relationships, but mm-hmm. definitely in their friendships, like having conversations about where are we in our friendship? Who are we to each other? You know, what do we do for each other? And not necessarily coming at each other accusatory or feeling or blaming or feeling a sense of like, if I have this conversation with you, or if it doesn't go my way, that I'm rejecting you.
Yeah.
There's so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to go about the situation. So I just think that, you know, having a seat at the table isn't just as simple as what do you
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
It's like everybody offers. So everybody's at this table because we all benefit each other.
That's
it's
it.
Not my table and everybody's coming to benefit me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also bring something to the table that benefits you too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think mm-hmm. that's also a message with Jesus as well. Like everybody came to Jesus, but it was a mutual thing. And I think that people oftentimes lose the sight of community, is that like you shouldn't just always come to the person who's the leader wanting something. It needs to be mutually beneficial.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why I'm getting off this a little off tangent. But when we had the trip into Chicago in June, mm-hmm. I think everybody needed that because it was a sense of community. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sense of a space where we didn't have to go out and do stuff and be in the streets, right? It was a sense of us being able to be together, to have difficult conversations and be mm-hmm. able to walk each other through this phase in our lives right now,
mm-hmm.
right? And everybody left like refreshed, like, okay, motivated, like I'm ready to move forward in life, you know? But
mm-hmm.
I think so many times friends don't do that. They don't get back together. They don't spend, whether it's 48 hours, 72 hours together, to mm-hmm. reconnect,
mm-hmm.
right? You have to reconnect with your spouse,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you got to reconnect with the people that's closest to you at your table.
Mm-hmm. You do.
You know?
Because if you don't, you end up having those, oh, we ain't talked in 6 months or a year. We talk and it's like, you know, it's like we never lost it. It's like you did.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
y'all not finna sit here and be honest with each other about that.
Right.
And you let so much time go by. Like, what are you, in the military? Like, why are we having so much time go by? Like, what are we doing? Like, mm-hmm. are we truly friends or are we not? You know? So that's that.
Now, I will say I have a couple friends, one in particular that I'm thinking about, that we don't talk every day.
Mm-hmm.
But when we need to connect, we make it happen.
For
like,
sure.
No matter what, like that bond has never, like, mm-hmm. shout out to Renita. That's my girl. Like,
mm-hmm.
we've been friends since kindergarten, for like we've been friends a long time, and although our lives are in different states, spaces, when we need to connect, we do. You know, we make sure that we in each other's lives, no matter what. So, like, you will have friends that's like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But those bonds, like I said, that those bonds, they take time to nurture, right? And they not personalized either.
And you've known them for a long time.
Yes.
You know? And sometimes, you know, with those particular friendships, you know, again, they are a different type of friendship. You could still be friends because of, you know, because you used to work together,
mm-hmm.
or because, you know, you were childhood friends or whatever the case may be. I'm not saying you have to talk to these friends every day, but it's too often that people end up living their lives and they end up leaving friends behind. And when life gets real, then now you want to look and see who's at your table. Yep. Now you want to sit here and say, oh, who was there for me? Who wasn't there for me? What you have to... You have to look at it and see, like, well, have you been there for them? And mm-hmm. y'all's relationship before life got real, before life start lifing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
You on fire today, baby. You on fire today. Okay, we might not get through all these questions.
Okay, well, let me choose one of these. I think we'll be good. How do you handle the guilt that comes with downsizing the guest list in your life?
So it depends. If I have to intentionally... You said what?
I'm going to have to post some more.
It depends. I think that it's more of a challenge if I have to intentionally do it, because mm-hmm. The way I kind of go about it is asking questions and asking, you know, how do you feel about this friendship? You know, where do you see this friendship going?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I in your life? And deciding, is that okay with me?
Yeah.
You know? And honestly, I haven't had to let go of people as far as friendships out of my life in a very long time. Like, I am not that girl anymore. Cause let's mm-hmm. be clear, we probably have all been that girl. Where it comes to the end of the year, and now we want to do an inventory.
Right. Right.
I'll do an inventory in February. I'll do an inventory in June.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What we wait till December for? You wasn't no good in March.
Right.
I gotta wait till December to decide that we ain't working out. That don't make sense to me. So for me, I mean, I would prefer the ones that just like kind of like we kind of just fall off. But mm-hmm. I've gotten to the age where I communicate more. So, and I'm not saying that part of me is still gone. But what I will say is that I communicate way more about like, okay, well, you know, maybe this doesn't really like, that's kind of like where we move the table. Like we, you know, say like you were like my start at 5 and now you probably around 8.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be for numerous of reasons. And it could be a reason of like, oh, you know, for whatever reason, you know, it doesn't align with me. It's not okay. So, you know, maybe, you know, in a year or two, we might meet each other in different spaces. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Like, but I haven't necessarily fallen out with friends in a very long time. So okay. I think the way that I really haven't had to deal with that really in my adulthood.
Okay. All right. What you got?
You got to answer the question.
Oh, how do you handle guilt that comes with downsizing the guest list in your life? I don't. I set a boundary and I do it. That's it.
Boom, done.
Boom, done. I think when I was younger, I had a lot of guilt of just letting people go because I'm like, oh, they've been with me all this time, blah, blah, blah. But as I get older, I realized that, well, this is going to be more for the next episode. Maybe I should keep some of this, but I just realized that there are some people who are just, they have run their course and it's time mm-hmm. to let them go. It's not personal. It's just time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that time will bring growth and healing. But at this point in my life, I'm finished. Goodbye.
All right. So,
you like that?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, how do you feel? Well, how do you keep your table open to new people without letting just anybody pull up a chair?
Mm. You know how I feel about meeting new people. So,
I mean, because this question is really for you. You.
Wow. Wow. I would say, you know, when I first moved, I was not open to like meeting anybody. Like, for what? I'm like, okay, well, I don't
specify move what you've moved.
Like when I moved from Chicago to my current location, that shall remain nameless because it's in the middle of nowhere. But I'm trying to be friends. You know, I'm like, I'm not trying to be friends with nobody for real. Like, for what? I got my people. You know what I'm saying? This requires me to get on a flight and go see them. So, you know, like, bye. But in that, I've met a few individuals that I've become close with. It has taken some time. And some of those individuals I am very much very different from. And so that's required a lot of conversations about some of those differences and respecting, you know, the differences that we bring to the table. So I'm open to it. I feel like the older you get, the more difficult it is to make friends, honestly. All right. Especially if you don't live somewhere where you grew up or you went to school or something like that, it's hard to make friends as you get older. And then you also are in a season of life, if you know you're married and you got a spouse and you got kids, you know, now you got to be friends with the spouse and the kids, and it come with a whole package now, you know. it's stressful. I'm like, kids, play date for what? I don't want to do no play date. It's like, oh, okay, these kids got to make friends. In that regard, I am very selective because I don't want just any and everybody in my house. One, two, I don't want my children, you know, at any and everybody's house either. So when it comes to that, just being very, very protective. And then in the line of work that I do, right, I need to know who living in my neighborhood, you know, like, so I'm open to it, but not like I'm gonna jump in and be like super open. Like, oh, let's go out to eat right now, you know. But yeah. And then another thing, I remember we had this conversation about, like, where, you know, you have some Black people that don't like Black people, or like Black girls that don't like other Black girls. I've experienced that living here.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting dynamic. Very interesting dynamic.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, Bianca was right. This actually really exists. Okay.
Met those girlies before.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta say far, far away.
Far away. Far. Yeah. Like that far away.
Like strictly just coworkers. Like, we're good.
I don't even want to be your coworker. Just don't.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes it's, you know, in some workspaces you have to work with them. Like, you can't really avoid them.
It's a way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you can, that's awesome. I you know, I'm open to new people. I've met new friends here, and this is my hometown, you know, and
have you?
Oh. Yes. I have. Excuse me? What? Wow. What?
Okay.
Anywho. So, yes, I have met new friends. I think that, you know, there have been people added to the table. And I am
where are they placed? Because
it's my table. Don't worry about where they placed.
Oh, no, I need to know because where they at? Okay, yeah. Right, yeah, drink. Yep, sip on that. Trader Joe's. Believe me.
Can I get through my part? Like, I'm so confused.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So back to what I was saying, that it has been, although like I'm 35 with no kids and haven't been married, it's nice to be around or to be with other women who have similar stories as mine or different, but have ended up in the same, you know, lifestyle. You know, it's unique and I'm enjoying the journey. You know, it has its ups and downs, but, you know, I'm rocking with it. So, you know, I think that when it comes to allowing people to come to the table, it takes time. And you can't rush things. Because when you rush things, then you have expectations that don't align with the person, you know, sitting across from you or whatever the case may be. Like, if you can oftentimes assume things about people. And you can also assume wrong once you cultivate more of an intimate, like, conversation, you know. It's different trying to get to know somebody in a group or something like that, but when you get to know somebody on a one-on-one, it kind of operates a little bit different.
Sure.
So I think that you know, giving yourself the space and time to really get to know new people doesn't replace the, you know, old people. You know, make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver and the other's gold. You know what I'm saying? I believe in that song. It's a really good song.
Okay, yeah, silver and gold.
I think that, you know, as you go on through life, you know, you sometimes have a reflection. Your life ends up having a reflection of where you've been and what you've gone through. Mm-hmm. So, like when we were at your wedding, you had so many different types of people. You had people from your childhood. You had people from grad school. You had people from elementary. You had people from Chicago. You had people from, you know, Kentucky. All different places, you know, because mm-hmm. of the different places you were and the relationships you decided to open yourself up to. Mm-hmm. And so I just don't think that's any different than what I'm doing now and in the phase I'm in my life.
All right. We got about 7 more minutes.
You don't have to say it on the podcast.
Oh, okay. I'm just giving you I can't give you a wink. Okay. My last question. What advice would you give to someone struggling to release people who no longer deserve a seat?
One more time.
What advice would you give someone struggling to release people who no longer deserve a seat?
I would say to evaluate and figure out why they don't need a seat. I know that difficult conversations are difficult to have, but you know, if it's not a conversation that you haven't had before, I think that is, depending on how long your friendship has been, it's worth a conversation. But if you have been having this conversation over and over again, then, I mean, you really kind of know what to do. And I think that oftentimes when it comes to letting go of friendships, people kind of know what they need to do. You don't really need anybody to validate the decisions that you make in your life. Like, they're yours. They're yours for the taking. So you know what you need to do. Go ahead and do it so that you can move forward and do what you need to do. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. The advice I would give, you know, I'm a component of therapy. So if that's a space that you feel safe to discuss those individuals, then do so. But I think you should go into it knowing that it's going to require work on your part. Therapy is not to change the other person, it's to help change you and to learn skills and be able to apply those skills to your everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would suggest.
You would suggest therapy for your friends?
I would suggest anybody who's struggling with wanting to release somebody from their table that they go to therapy, right?
Okay.
To have somebody to hold them accountable, one, and to help guide them through the process of what that looks like.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, y'all, this wraps up our episode. Again, don't forget to get the merch. It's in the link. Instagram, Facebook. So as always, thank you guys for tuning in. Till next time.
Peace.